What prompted you to decide to throw your hat in the ring for Keokuk School Board?
Basically, when you know, it's a small community, and we read about the school boards and everything. I think the school board's meetings were getting caustic, and at times people were just been bullying other people. So I just wanted to throw my hat in the ring, and maybe we could change the feeling of the school board and the direction they're going. So,
what are the qualities or traits that you feel you would bring as a school board member?
The qualities and traits is, you know, in my job, I have to listen to all sorts of people, differing opinions and different goals that they have. So I would be able to listen. You know, I have my MBA. I could look at a budget and hopefully find ways to balance that budget in certain ways. And, you know, I've been on the school board at the Keokuk Catholic Schools for the last 3 years, or for 3 years when my kids went there. So I do have experience on a school board. So that's what I would bring to the table.
What do you see as the biggest strength for the Keokuk School District?
The strengths, you know, we talked about this before, was K-Pride, just the interaction between the students and the teachers. Amazing how the teachers implemented this program. And also the extra curricular activities that we offer with this budget constraints that we have. You know, we offer Little Feathers, we offer band, we offer drama. That's excellent in these days. And also another great strength is our teachers. Just in personal experiences with our kids, they go above and beyond, you know, through emails, phone calls. You know, they're always open to, you know, if there's any problems, they say call us or contact us anytime. And I really believe that they're all here just to make sure everything runs smoothly, and they do that.
Is it important to see that connection between the teachers and the students?
Oh, definitely. I mean, they're together all the time. So, you know, making sure that they're working together is the most important thing. I mean, you know, we're here for the students, and the teachers are their number one avenue to make sure that works. So,
looking at the flip side, what's the biggest challenge that's facing the Keokuk School District right now? And as a board member, how would you address it?
You know, the biggest challenge, of course, is budget always. And we just got to find creative solutions to use the money wisely. You know, we tried the shared teachers with Harmony, and I think that's a work in progress. You know, we have to tweak things. Everything that doesn't start out the first year, it's not the best thing, but we have to find ways to tweak it. Make sure that we're involved in the review process or even the evaluations of the teachers, and make sure the teachers are on board. They're the ones that are doing it. So getting input from them would be, you know, huge. So,
do you think the district jumped in a little too fast? All of a sudden, you start off with one, and then all of a sudden, you've got five that you're sharing. Do you think it's gone a little too fast for when it comes to the sharing?
Honestly, yeah. I think they have to make sure the model works first before you jump in and do the others. So, yeah, try to perfect one and then go on. But again, a work in progress, and I understand why they're trying to do it so quickly, but yeah, everything can be ironed out.
When it comes to the budget, as you sit down to craft a budget, where would your priorities lie? What are those areas that you'd say, you know what, if we do anything, we have to make sure that we're putting enough into these areas?
I think it would have to be, of course, our curriculum, you know, new books, stay on top of whatever, the education's out there, the tools and everything. And then the other thing is, technology. Technology changes every day. We need to make sure that we're on top of it so we can make sure our students know what's out there so they're comfortable using it, so when they go out, they know how to use it.
One of the biggest issues that's been talked about is open enrollment. Keokuk loses, I believe, last year lost about 90 net students through open enrollment. What would you like to see the district doing? As a board member, what would you like to see done to reverse that, to get more of the students that live in Keokuk staying in Keokuk?
You know, I guess open enrollment is a good thing for choices, but again, it hurts us. But open enrollment, the decline in open enrollment is basically as a consequence. You know, it's not, we have to find the root cause of why they're going out. And I think if we fix those problems, you know, update our curriculum and offer new classes that maybe that's why they're going to different schools, then we can that will lower down the open enrollment rate. So,
you mentioned early on the nature of the board. People who have been going to the board have seen It's almost to the point of being hostile. As a board member, if you're elected, how would you work to reverse that? How would you work to I guess you could almost say bring the board back together?
You know, I guess me trying to get on the board, I don't have any hidden agendas. I don't have any, I'm not going on the board and saying, I want this done or this done. I'm really just trying to get on the board to do what's best for the students and best for the community school district. And I think that's why sometimes it gets so hostile, because people have something in their mind that they want done. And if it doesn't get done, that's when they get so upset. So I think if you're really doing the best thing for the students, people can agree to disagree and move on. So I think that's what I'll bring to the table, that it's a clean slate for me. I don't have no alliances. I'm not trying to set up any voting blocks for certain sides. So I'm just there for the kids. So,
do you think the district does a good enough job of telling the public what it's got going on, what's going on? Do you think the district communicates enough with the public?
I think we're making strides in that area. I believe all the candidates said that the school board should be televised and even should be on the internet, which is a great idea. People lead busy lives, and not everyone can be present to live at the school board meeting. And the one thing I think we need to make sure is that the school board needs to make sure the public knows that they want to be heard. I think, yeah, we can say, yeah, come on, bring on, you know, we want you here, but we got to make sure that they know that. So if they do know that, then hopefully more people will come and be involved.
One of the topics that's been discussed, and the board wanted to hold off on it until after the election, is the idea of creating some board goals, creating maybe having the board do district goals. Is that something that's a good idea? Do you think it's a good idea for the board to set up goals for the district?
Definitely. You know, when I talk to people, one of their things is accountability. You know, they want to hold people accountable. So the school board, I think, should be held accountable, as well as any staff or teacher or administrator. So I think that's a great idea.
Looking at, and you mentioned it, what you've been hearing. What have you been hearing as you've been out and about? What have been people telling you to say, hey, Gary, if you are on the board, here's an idea for you, or you need to look at this. What have you been hearing?
Besides the accountability, it's just transparency. You know, they really just want to know the truth. Again, you know, if we tell people the truth, what's going on, and yet they still disagree with you, that's it. But, you know, I think they're getting mad that they're being lied to at times, or, and then they're mad at that as well. So I think transparency, you know, open communication and accountability. Those are the three.
Final thing, is there any issue that I haven't thought to ask about that really stands out to you? Anything like that that I haven't thought to bring up that really stands at the top for you?
You know, one thing has been brought up, and I've been people been asking me, is my dedication or my job. You know, I do travel quite a bit for my job, but this is a priority for me. My kids' education is a priority. So, you know, at times I might not be able to make a meeting, but it doesn't mean I'm not dedicated to the school board, and I will make any strides to rearrange my schedules. And I know when the meetings are, and I understand there's other meetings that might pop up, and I will try my best to rearrange my schedule to meet those things. But I do want to make a difference on the school board, and I am dedicated. So.